Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. A magical literature full of religious logic, metaphysical common sense, and supernatural wisdom has given way to a new astrological star chart reading. Can modern-day literature do what the literature from our past has done? Well, we find out in Eric Cloud's much-talked-about The New Age Bible, an exhaustive astrological thesis that covers a variety of aspects of our daily lives. The prestigious Kirkus Reviews calls The New Age Bible a deeply thoughtful exploration of unseen forces that underlie humans' reality. Eric possesses a natural desire to understand the way things work on a chemical level. His prophetic vision deals in the realms of ESP, telekinesis, psychic, and ECT. Eric Cloud, author of The New Age Bible, our guest on This Week in America. Eric, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us. Looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you. And there's a lot to talk about during the course of the program. We'll give you all the information on the book, The New Age Bible, as we go through. Given a graphic designer needs no license to practice science, mainstream or controversial, adhering to the Western scientific method as you are not the world's foremost leading expert in any of these particular fields, what qualifies you to give any type of advice to another human being in these deeply religious and personal areas that you talk about? Talk about your background and why it's important for us to understand and listen to what you're talking about.
I guess what really kind of started all my studies is the fact that I'm a survivor of a near-death experience, and that really kind of prompted everything. In my wisdom of age now, which probably makes the writing even more tantalizing, the older you get, the better your writing, it seems, because you've kind of gotten all the bugs out, if you will, being a learner starter into becoming more of a writer or whatnot, and it being kind of automation at that point. But it was really just surviving that, and time kind of slowed down and surviving that. And that's really what prompted I haven't gone to university or college or anything. I've just kind of done all the studying and whatnot on my own. And what's turned out are, the book we're talking about was many years back published, and I've been continuing my studying. But it's a scientific and philosophical breakthrough, really, and it trailblazes in that sense as far as being able to establish astrology or nowadays it's astronomy alongside the same grounds as and instead of it being an alternative to looking at human behavior being a standard for measuring human behavior alongside that of alongside that of psychology. So I've managed to do that. And, even though I was saying, I'm no expert in any particular field or anything, and didn't go to school per se and all that stuff, my own experiences with the mind body realm, the mind and matter realm, which is intelligent in the fact that everybody kind of experiences their own mind and body in time and space that we're all in. What I've came through with is a scientific and philosophical groundbreaking philosophical method or skepticism in between the both male and female or masculine and feminine kind of realms, if you will. So which really is it's a dichotomy, looked more so like an ecology, which many people don't view it that haven't viewed it that way up until now. So it's a fresh take on things as much as revolutionary, but takes into account all the trivial kind of traditional things of the past and doesn't leave no stone unturned as far as answering the questions that have really kind of plagued human civilization and society ever since we decided to be more civilized and whatnot. So
well, you really do that, and you mentioned groundbreaking there, and that's a word often used to describe Eric's book, The New Age Bible. Eric Cloud, Eric is E-R-I-K, Cloud, book available at Amazon, Ex Libris, all of the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Someone who searches for utopia, you're looking for answers to a lot of the great questions of life, and you've been able to find those. Part of that is someone's identity, and you touched on that just briefly. Talk about that a little bit more. We're always looking for, we've got gender labels now, we're dealing in specific languages, colors, musical notes, ruling body parts. You found answers to all of those areas, didn't you?
Yes, I have. That's really kind of the what's so enticing about it too is the meta purpose that happens in the kind of process mechanism that that I'm talking about. The book very generally just kind of covers it, and like I said, my further studies have gotten far more in depth about it all and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, really, it's just a modern way of doing astrology readings, which kind of fell out of full swing as soon as the scientific revolution came about, and everybody under the sun was looking for more reasonable ways to try to understand why human beings behaved and acted the way they had for the past many hundreds of years. That's what the search was mainly about. You know, it was the whole in the age of era of enlightenment or whatnot. And that really just made reason kind of shine through, other than these last past 100 years, the past century, which kind of put its way towards logic, logicism again. But anyhow, yeah, I mean, it's a new way of reading people.
Yes.
And everyone is their own personality from whenever they were born. So, and what I do is I do it so accurately and precisely. I mean, I could tell somebody the correct career path they should go to, what kind of where love matters in their life stand at, or where they're going to be at around the right people that are like them. Self-defense matters, which are something people run into as well. And really, it's kind of like an encoding thing. It's all based on numerology, which kind of gets into the occultism of things. And if cult is, of course, where science and spirituality meet up at. And they do that in the realms of all numbers. And numerology is just that. It's the study of numbers. And what I've done is I've basically modernized the numbering system with the ancient Latin occult symbols. And so basically, and everybody born under the sun, it has their own sign that they're born into. And my readings are very circular and therefore wise, which is something far different from what the Western and Eastern zodiacs currently do, which they're all kind of line readings and ascending and whatnot. Mine
yes.
doesn't have any of that stuff. They're all very circular, which if you read the book, I talk about how we've all just kind of entered this kind of age of wisdom being paramount and whatnot. And it kind of leaves behind a lot of the time that's happened in the past. It tells us where we're at. And the timeline kind of says that where we're going in the future and everything too. And that goes along with the readings. The readings are they're natal charts, which I can tell somebody everything about them from the time they were born, all their personality aspects, and also just a daily horoscope of what they should do if they run into whatever situation on a daily basis, similar to what you would read in the newspapers or whatnot, and also predictions or electional or event readings in astrology. Which, keep in mind, this is an exact science, astronomy now too, which is, has never really been, no one's really taken the liberty to say they have an exact science to be able to read all these types of things. So
you can see why this book is doing so well and so highly talked about. The book is The New Age Bible by Eric Cloud. Eric is E-R-I-K. Let me do it again. E-R-I-K. Cloud. Book available. Amazon, Ex Libris, all of the usual places. That's interesting you talk about reading this to sort of understand why something happened or will happen. And you do that with great accuracy now. Talk about that, because it's almost frightening. It's not like a guess and maybe it's going to work out, maybe it's not going to. You've got answers, don't you?
Yeah, that's just it, is that the search has been on for a reliable proof of Psi force, which is kind of like what's been viewed as a fifth dimensional force that would kind of come down and work its magic or whatnot in the midst of things. But yes, I mean, really getting the getting it down to where knowing what someone's intent is through incurring things in their very own logic, because I take into account the individual personalities of everyone as much as I do the altruism, collective, intellectual account of how everyone is we're all kind of experiencing the same thing, being alive in the past mythos, mysticism of what, say, our religions try. Religion was the very first shot at philosophy. And that's what we kind of pay tribute to, you know, every Sunday and whatnot. And again, I mean, we're kind of what I'm doing is just trying to, you know, so really every time I talk about the great strides that have been made, I talk about how I'm a surefire survivor of my goings on. And I've lived old enough to write a decent good read book about it and everything. And like I was saying, you know, it's all about getting the exact science of the readings down and being able to actually, I mean, I'm psychic enough, and I've acquired psychic skills, powers, and abilities of the normal, what you would read about telepathy, clairvoyance, telekinesis. And the search has been on to find anyone that can really for proof of stuff and everything. I mean, the only reason astrology came out of the spotlight, like I was saying, a couple of hundred years ago, whenever the age of reason came on and in the era of enlightenment, you know, that's all really based on, other than the past 100 years of that I was talking about before, that's all based on everything being able to come from reason, which is more physical, kind of qualia based and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, I feel as though I've made so much of an advancement towards science and technology as far as this is concerned, to be able to read anybody's intentions from miles away.
Yes.
By just knowing their personality from their natal chart, and then just being able to predict events from there. I mean, we haven't been able to do that. You know, no one's been able to. The only reason science hasn't accepted astrology is that there's not been any proof, you know, and it only does its measurements with astronomy or whatnot. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, luckily, I think I've found a way to, I found the answers to a lot of what, say, like the philosophy of mind's problems are about, which is mind-body correlation. You know, why do we experience things so deeply and stuff as deeply felt conscious beings as we do, is the hard problem of consciousness, which has been deemed impossible to solve, really. But I've been able to figure out the mathematical coding that must be, that's kind of directly given to us from the nature of reality, really, is what we're talking about.
Well, it's remarkable.
Which I've deemed it to be, it's what they like to call it, is a theory of everything, but that would just cover that. But I've come up with I've found out what's in practice that everybody's doing, that everybody needs to know about for us to be, let's say, a better society, to determine things like right and wrongness and good and evilness. And to be able to do that, to really check kind of paradigm shift, be a research paradigm shift for reality, for, you know, we're talking about something so groundbreaking, as we were mentioning earlier, that would actually change everybody's lives in the world.
And that's what Eric's book has been doing. You read the reviews and it's just there, and people now are discovering it. They're talking about it, understanding the authenticity of what Eric is presenting. Eric Cloud is our guest. The book is The New Age Bible. One of the areas you go into looks at reasons, two philosophical, very fundamental questions. What is knowledge or reality, and what is meaning or truth? And you have answers to those two questions, don't you?
Yes, those are the two basic fundamental questions that philosophy has been trying to solve this whole time, you know, from the times of Plato, Socrates on. And to be able to find that, I mean, what I found is that, astrology is one of the oldest sciences known to man. So I found going back, researching all the way that far has helped out a lot, and to find these lingering questions that have basically been plaguing humanity, and being it for us to be even more civilized than what we currently are, as I see, in my opinion, at least. You know, I'm going to probably say some things that are trivial here, but which are very opinionated. To find meaning and truth, and to find, truth, comes along with our senses of justice. And, they say in our religions, a lot of times it's our beliefs which are sprung on by our emotions. That's what seems to get us in trouble and get us into all sorts of conflicts around the world. But I'm talking about really kind of looking, going to the nature of things, and nature's untouched by things. It has to be some kind of a force or a power per se, a higher power in that sense. I'm talking about, a priori, everything before, laws of how and theories of why these phenomenon happen in our lives. And it seems as though there's been a lot of people that like to talk, all these doctors and lawyers or whatnot, they like to talk about the human nature of things, but they don't really get down to the nitty gritty of what's really, I've really not encountered anyone that I could successfully say has, that actually knows what they're talking about, if you will. So,
and you take that to a new level, because there's always sort of an end point. It seems like they'll take it so far, and then it's like,
right.
Okay.
A lot of times it's ad hoc from something before.
Exactly.
And they're just going to try to put their own spin on it. Like the latest craze I've seen psychologists doing are something like a left and right brain that's primal to human beings or whatnot. And I mean, they go back far and everything and try to put their own kind of spin on it. But, I've gone back to the points that I think any kind of smarter, intelligent person and an intelligent person would go to try to really kind of seek and find these answers that I think would be for the betterment of all of humanity and civilization.
And these are questions that we all have that Eric is able to answer in his book, The New Age Bible. Boy, time is going by so quickly on the program. The book available at Amazon, Ex Libris, all the usual places. You look at the way something is done, and this is so important, and how something will be done. I'll do future tense in there as well. Talk about aha moments. How might things change, and were there times when you like, wow, this is all fitting together here, and this is something, an important message I need to get out?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically it was me putting together, and they say you're doing something genius whenever you can put two things together and make them one that nobody else, it's been right under everybody's noses, but
yes,
no one's really been able to do it. And that's what a lot of these people that I've seen won awards in universities or whatnot, and received all these kinds of awards for being geniuses or whatnot, and they get awards about it. But that's really what being gifted, or I guess to even a higher point, genius is about. And what I've done is I've put all things continental or kind of feminine or immanent that would be more like Eastern philosophies a lot of the time. And all things analytical, which is much more Western, which is all about the mind, not so much the matter of things, which is more continental, as I was stating earlier. But yeah, and to make a whole kind of tangible, being able to write down and like an equation to be able to visualize all these kind of scalar points that would be for the maximums, which would all all philosophies have, and then you know, that's kind of like the darker side most of the time, like what evolution, when we think of evolution, that's what it would be, you know, us just kind of evolving from the dark, evolving from a molecule, and that's it. That's what the scientists like to, anybody scientific minded looks at it that way. Then you have the other side, which is more, you know, intelligent design creationism type people, which are deeply religious, and they obviously look at the light of things, which I've correlated all that stuff with male masculine properties being fire and air, or you know, being more of the lighter side of things and more of the manly kind of side of nature. And I've pinned this with the darker side of things as well, which is more environment, which is kind of keeping hold of nature. And I'm talking about a force that acts upon both of them that explains, you know, human behavior, human actions, human thoughts and will. It's basically free will and then determinism sandwiched together, which have led up to this point, because you know, really, if I've studied philosophies a lot, and they've really led up to a point to where there's no more ad hoc-ing that can happen.
Exactly. Yes. Kind
of riding the coattails of someone else's stuff that's already been done, whether it's more reasonable and physical in that sense, or whether it's just all in the mind and everything too.
You know, we got a couple minutes left. I'm going to do a couple more questions because this is so important. And people will say, okay, but does his readings possess the right amount of valuable knowledge that I need, knowledge and wisdom, to counter all the conspiracy theories galore that are out there, or the inaccurate theories that are out there? Do the readings give us enough knowledge and wisdom to know that they supersede the conspiracy theories?
Yes, they do, because as I was stating earlier, the all this scientific talk, you know, there's two sets of scientists out there, and there's ones that believe completely in just everything being evolution, and as we know, we get evolution from weak emergence, which is more reductionist, low level, and basically it's chemistry into biology. And then aspects of biology turn into psychological traits into certain economical models. These are more the scientific minded people, which are sure to be on par on, but you know, be would see me as part of, to course on course about all of this stuff. Like I said, I have numbers is the language to science. So I've basically, with my occult numerology, I've scientifically granted numbers the language it's been using all this time, but using it in a way that really can affect everybody's lives for the better, I believe.
You know, it's interesting. It does such a remarkable job, and we can't compress all of Eric's findings in, you know, a 20-minute conversation. So buy the book. The book is the New Age Bible. I am going to, and it's not fair to ask this question, say, okay, you're on the clock, you've got 2 minutes for this, but talk about how this fits in with religion, with God. God is everywhere. No, God visits. So much of our life is predicated on what we actually believe from a religious, maybe spiritual standpoint. How does all of your findings fit in with our religious beliefs? And again, it's unfair in 2 minutes, but capsulize it for us, please.
Sure enough. Well, God's the other strong emergence, kind of holistic, top-down, self-perception emergence that is counter to the weak emergence, you know, evolutionary scientific I was just discussing. And it coincides with our belief systems of, you know, I place it with the masculine side of things. You know, it's the fire in the air to Earth's earth and water, right? And so, I mean, it's not environment like what earth and water is. You know, it's nature itself, I like to look at it as. So it's basically the sun in the sky, you know, giving life to everything. And when we think of religion, we think of more of when we think of ourselves as a spiritual beings, we think of us coming from an essence and going back to an essence, and not so much scientific and in existence. So that's really what we're doing when we're praying every Sunday and everything too. We're just being thankful for, you know, the essence of our existence or whatnot. But like I was saying, it's really, it's the strong emergence, holistic, top down. When we think of a lot of times when we're thinking of God or whatnot, that I'm trying to say I have, you know, a priori proof of, or his reasoning, God's reasoning in human being situations and whatnot. You know, we're thinking of top down reasoning. You know, yeah. It's reasoning too. The mind does reasoning as much as the physical body does. The body uses qualia for physical elements to do its reasoning about. As in, the mind does its reasoning. A lot of times it's via self-perception and whatnot. And our self-perception is really that conjoins with our perception of what God is in our creator, our maker, or the supreme being. And in my philosophy, you know, everything is controlled by a prime mover. The prime mover can also is substituted as saying the supreme being as well. So in philosophy, it's the prime mover. In religion, it's, you know, it's the supreme being.
Yes.
Which a lot of times we associate that with the G word, God.
Full answers to all of these questions that we've discussed and so many more in Eric's book, The New Age Bible. Let me just conclude by asking, what's next? Film possibilities, a miniseries, another book. What are you working on now?
Yeah, well, the good news about that is that 10 of America's top media companies currently that do streaming services or whatnot, because that seems to be the latest craze.
Yes.
To be able to just stream things directly to people, and your contracts are kind of based on stuff like that, as well as, say, like, I mean, they're from the agents I've talked with haven't ruled out completely, and that's really what their focus is on, because traditional means feature films. I've personally seen it as some sort of like miniseries that could be on regular television channels to kind of bring TV back to its golden age a bit, and maybe give these streaming services a run for their money or whatnot.
Well, I can see
this something being watched on a daily basis by people that they can relate to their own signs about. You know, all the colors we've talked about of the spectrum, we could see a lot of cute, fantastic, ageless kind of timed costumes or whatnot.
Oh, yes.
It's a rarity that the actors and actresses would have fun and bring their own kind of umph and or whatnot to the parts that they're given to, that directors can direct them about. And it's always more fun for the actors and actresses if they can bring their own kind of you know, flair or flamboyance to their parts.
Well,
you know, really, you feel like a more successful actor and actress when you're doing that.
There's so many possibilities out there. Right now, we'll take advantage of what Eric has done with his book, The New Age Bible. Eric Cloud, ERIKCLOUD. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, Ex Libris, Barnes & Noble, all of those. And link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Eric, a pleasure having you on the program. I'm sure we'll do this again. So much more to talk about. A pleasure having you on the program. A very important conversation today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for your time, Rick.
I've enjoyed it and learned something in the process. Enjoyment and information. I love it when I can combine the two into one conversation. Eric Cloud, our guest, the book, The New Age Bible. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.